Baruch Adonai, Baruch Yolam Do'ed.
Chavis Halovis and Halochashir, Wednesday night, or L'chof Mar Cheshvan. Sometimes if someone performs a service for you, and it's a service that usually commands money, so even if you didn't make up with him to do it, or a price, so he does it, and you have to pay him the going rate. Someone, a broker, let's say, brings you a kona, so even if you didn't hire him, and even if you didn't make up a price, so you pay him what the going rate is. It's okay, they could fight for years what the going rate is, but that's the halacha anyway, that you have to pay him. But if you say before he starts, he says, you know, maybe I have a buyer for you, and you say, that's great and thank you, but I'm not paying. I don't want to pay for it. And then he does it, then you don't have to pay him. If he did it after you spoke out that you don't intend and you don't want to pay him, then you taka don't have to pay him. Okay, that's today's halacha. And now we're up to Chavis Halavis Shara Precious. We're in the last parak of Shara Precious, Parak Shishi. And he's giving examples from Tanakh and from Torah Shebaal Peh of people who practiced Precious, and they were great people. And Chavis Halavis L'chayra is implying that their greatness can be seen in their practice of Precious. So he brings down Yaakov Avinu. He only has to lechem lechol, begad l'lbosh, that's all. He brought down from Moshe Rabbeinu fasting and Elio fasting. We said pshat 2 days ago, because l'chayra that was a nes. What does it have to do with Precious? Then he says, umizeh parshas ha-nozir. If you think about parshas nozir, asher gidlo Hashem ukra'o kodesh, he has given such a title, shenemar kol yomein Israel kodosh hu l'Hashem. Why? I mean, he's not even fasting. He could be enjoying life, you know. But he decided to be poreish from wine, which by them was like soda. They drank wine regularly. That was their common beverage. Up till recently, that was a common beverage. And so he said, I'm not going to drink wine, because wine leads to not good things if it's taken in excess. And the hair cutting, which is also a certain, you know, it doesn't look so nice. So he's purished from those two things, and the Torah calls him a kadosh. Beglal mani yuso esatzol miachidos dover mepri hagefen begidul sairo belevad. And so kalvachomer misherisein ta'avoso mikola ta'anugos, someone who practices even a lesser precious, but from everything, from all ta'anugos, sheyeshlo socher ugmul tov. Okay? So the Nazir is the Torah calling Kadosh to someone who just practiced Precious in very specific areas. Two specific areas he practiced Precious in. So Kol Shekain, if it's broader, even if it's less intense. What? Don't worry about that. No, he means the Gemara. Now he says a very, again, if you remember the Chavis Halavis carefully, you see it's a chiddush l'chara. He says, "Umizem mashomer akosav l'aron uvayim v'shecher al teisht hatov v'necho itoch u'lahadul ben hakodesh u'ben hachol u'lahoros as bnei Yisrael." So the kohen can't do avoda if he drank wine, and he brings down the pasuk from where you learn that a person doesn't paskin. So you would say l'chora that the person's a little inebriated, so he can't do the avoda, or he can't paskin, he doesn't have a clear head. Apparently the Chavis Halavis sees in this a deeper message. Shenemar al misha osik bedover mimaisa avoda, someone who is involved in avodas Hashem, shelo yishtakeya, he shouldn't be involved in b'chol ma sheyatrido milasos avodos Hashem b'shleimus. He can't do it b'shleimus. He's his mind's on other things. He's not a porush. His mind's on wine. His mind is not totally. This is like v'chinkel chayri. He's saying because It doesn't make sense if he's talking about, it seems to me, that he's not talking about Poshut, you know, he's shikr, you know, to some degree, which would be the Poshut Pshat, and not doing Avoda and not being Mora. But he says, like, his mind is on other things. He's connected to Olam Hazeh, and he's not the right person to be doing Avoda on the basis of Mikdash, or to be paskening Shilas, which needs a certain attitude of objectivity. And that's what Yisrael Chayr is saying. So Shasa Revius Al Yoreh, Shasa Al Yispalel, you're involved in Avodas Hashem, and you shouldn't be involved in things like Yayin and such things. Being being involved in your tithes or in other such things. That's what he sees in those demons. Okay, we'll stop here.